Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the ale. Hello, friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama Jane.
And before you get into the topic this week, Mama, what are you drinking? Do you have any What the Ale moments? What's going on?
Oh, let's see. What the Ale moments. Yeah, I am. Well, I had to. So, you know, most people have heard that I took a dog from my nephew because he wasn't able to keep him. Mm-hmm. And so, but whenever I go to town, I have my nephew keep the dog because the dog is still working on training and sometimes gets into mischief. Mm-hmm. And so I was very sad to know that when I left the dog so that I could take my kid to college, that the dog chewed through the wood on one of the legs of their dining room table.
Oh my God.
And, you know, they had left the dog alone and like without his toys and stuff. And you know, they know the dog is mischievous. That's why they gave him to me, as they're trying to get me to get him trained so that, you know, he's better behaved. But yeah, I felt a little bad. I mean, there's part of me that's like, well, it is your dog. So like, I don't feel real responsibility for it. But I do feel bad that it happened, just because he is the sweetest, most like loving, cutest, weirdest dog I've ever met. But he is a pup energy. He's super mischievous. And yeah, if you leave him without something to play with, he will eat things. So
yeah, he is a chewer for sure. He just likes to gnaw on stuff. So
yeah,
that sucks. Especially, I mean, a table leg is, that sucks.
Yeah. So I felt a little bad about it. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't eat it through or anything. The table still works and all of that, but yeah, it was, he definitely made it not as pretty as it used to be.
I see. Wow.
Yeah. And he hasn't eaten any furniture in my house, but he did chew on a bench that's outside of my house. Like, you know, so we know that he does that, but it was sad that he did that while he was visiting them.
Wow. Dogs are such strange creatures. I mean, all animals are such strange creatures, but yeah, dogs, when they're in the puppy phase, it's crazy what they'll get into.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm drinking the Abbey Belgian Duvel.
Nice.
Yeah. So a little more, Belgian, like a little bit lighter than what I normally drink, but very delicious.
Nice. Very
what
cool.
About you?
Well, I am having an Orange Line IPA from Turtle Swamp here in Boston, which is super yummy, and I just like haven't had it in a while, so I was like, oh, this sounds good. It's like it's got like some citrus in it. It's very yummy. So yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm having. Nice and refreshing because it's getting hot here. Let me think. In terms of what the ale moments, what's a good one? I feel like my day job has gotten very busy the past 2 weeks, which is like not the norm. And so I feel like I've just had a lot of meetings and like having to go into the office more because I work from home most of the time, and like just weird stuff coming up that I didn't know existed and all the things. So it's been a little busy, but I know that I just have to power through this week and next week. And then I get to go on a lovely little trip to Denver. So I am excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that. We're going to see Brandi Carlile at Red Rocks. It's going to be a good time.
Oh yeah. No, I'm so excited. I mean, obviously we've talked about this, but Red Rocks is such a cool place, and I would love to actually see a show there, and Brandi Carlile is really lovely, so I'm excited. I've been listening to her music to get ready. Have you?
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, yesterday while I was cleaning, I had her music playing the entire time, you know, and I like did the floors and like, so it took me like a long time, you know, so I was listening to her music the whole time I was doing my chores. It definitely helps to get through chores and to-do list stuff when you've got some good music in the background.
Oh, totally. I mean, good music, good podcasts, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, but she just has such a lovely voice. I mean, not to mention playing guitar and all things,
Yeah.
but some of her collaborations are just so great. So
I
yeah,
really like that new song she did with Hozier. That was
yeah,
really good. I had never
it's
heard of
really good.
her. So, yeah. But
Yeah.
yeah, she's.
When I love seeing her come out on tour with Pink for some of her shows, because Pink's a badass, like strong woman too, who I really admire. So it was cool that she didn't come to the show that I went to, but I know she came out for a couple of Pink shows and like did some duets with her, and I think that's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is really cool. And Pink was just here on Wednesday, and someone in the neighborhood free site posted they had free ticket, and I said I will take it. And then they were like, I'm gonna do a drawing, and I did not win the drawing, and I was so sad.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like, I'll drive 45 minutes to see Pink again. I was.
Yeah, I've seen her twice, but I really would see her again and again because her shows are so amazing.
Well, I feel like she's just really, she put so much effort into it. She just like looks like she's having the time of her life. And like,
Yeah. Did you see her singing with her daughter at the DNC?
I sent that to you.
Oh, did you? I thought the little one sent that. You sent that. Okay, yeah, that was really good.
Was really good. Yeah, she's, I mean, we knew that the little one could sing because there's that when they did like the Greatest Showman covers or whatever, like her and her daughter
Yeah.
sang that together. So I knew the kid could sing, but
Yeah,
very
it was
cool.
good.
Yeah, Pink is so cool.
Yeah. No, I admire her a lot. The way that she has come to see herself and the way that she encourages others to embrace their weird or their different and to not let anybody dull your shine. I just really admire who she is as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love that she could be like a badass, like pop rocker, having
Yeah.
some fun, but then can also like belt like the most beautiful ballads. Like
Yeah.
she's such a performer.
Yeah, her voice is incredible.
Yeah. I love that journey with her too. I like got really in my feels the other day with a friend and was like, I just really love some of her albums when she like belts and like no one listens to those songs.
Yeah.
Like
No, it's funny. Yeah, on the drive when I was dropping my kid to college, we listened to some of Beautiful Trauma because that's my favorite album of hers. But yeah, I mean, those songs, like, they're so beautifully written. The ones that don't make it on the radio, because yeah, mostly her songs that make it on the radio are the ones that are a little more like party vibe. But the lyrics of some of those songs just get you, like
Yeah.
Barbies, or I don't
My
know, just
heart can't be broken. That one
yeah,
is.
why, oh my gosh, that one gets me.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's just amazing. Anyways, that's my Pink rant for the day.
You know what? We could have a Pink rant every day.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
And that all started because we were talking about Brandi Carlile, who is also amazing, but yeah.
She's also
Anyway.
amazing and lovely. Mom, should we get colored blazers to match her? Because I was thinking about
I was really thinking,
that.
because it's Colorado, so it probably will be chilly. We'll need a jacket. So I think a cool, like, what color would you get?
I think like pink or orange. I think I would
Okay.
like to go ham.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think either purple or teal for me. So, like, why don't we do that? We'll each wear a cute blazer with some jeans or whatever. Because I'm not doing the whole suit, I don't think. But
No, I'll wear jeans, yeah. But,
that'd be super cute. We'll get some cute pictures.
yeah. No, I'm into that. All right. I'll have to go on the hunt. Maybe I'll drop by the thrift store and see if there's any there before I like
Yeah.
at the price.
That's a good idea. We should totally do that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Cool.
All right. Well, what's your story today, Alana?
Well, I wanted to cover a haunted hotel because I felt like it had been a minute.
Okay, which one are you covering?
So we are going to Milwaukee.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know anything about the Pfister Hotel. Have you heard of it before?
I feel like I've heard that name, but nothing comes to mind specifics. And I feel like I know nothing about Milwaukee in general because I don't know anybody that's ever lived there or, any of that. So, but I do feel like the name sounds familiar.
So it is probably, I mean, people consider it the most like haunted hotel in Milwaukee. But I think one of the kind of fun things about it is that it is like the official host of sports teams when they're in town, whether if it's the MLB, so baseball, or if it's for basketball. So,
Oh, really?
yeah, we'll get more into that later. But
Okay.
yeah, I think that's really cool. And also, like, it was kind of designed to be like a luxury hotel. And so, a lot of like, if there's, I don't know, big diplomats or something that come to Milwaukee, that's where they would stay. So,
Very cool.
yeah. But I want to do a little bit of the history of it. So it was built in 1893 by Charles Pfister. The hotel itself was actually the dream of his father. His name was Guido Pfister, and he was a German immigrant. And he was actually like a leather tycoon. But he had kind of, dreamed up the hotel with his son and then passed away in 19 or 1889. So Charles began building it and finished it in 1893. It was supposed to be like they kind of called it the People's Palace, or it was supposed to be like the grandest hotel in the West at that time. And it you can definitely see it. Like, it's filled with gold leaf frames, it has a marble staircase, there's lots of European decor. Charles was an art collector, so he also would hang up like very beautiful art all around the hotel. And I just want to talk about some of the extraness that he brought to it because I think it's kind of fun.
Okay.
So there's a lounge located in the lobby, which is designed to be a French hunting lodge. And there's like a cherub-adorned fireplace. There's stuffed chairs and tables for visitors to sit in. They also have 307 lavishly appointed guest rooms and 82 suites in their main tower, which wasn't built until the 60s.
Okay, I was gonna say that's pretty big for way back when, but so a lot of that was built later on.
Yeah, so the hotel was sold in the 60s to Ben Marcus, who wanted to kind of bring it back to its former glory.
Okay.
And he added a 23-story guest room tower.
Oh my gosh.
So he made a big old
Yeah.
hotel. And then there's also a grand historic section of the hotel with fine service and hospitality. And the suites include sitting rooms, wet bars, and luxury amenities that would, quote, anticipate your every need. So very fancy. They also have like rooms that are very true to the historicalness. So like rooms that would look the way they would have in 1893. So you could choose to stay in those rooms. There are club rooms and signature rooms, which have views of the downtown skyline and Lake Michigan. And these rooms also have really glorious bathrooms. And I looked them up, and they do have some very nice looking tubs and things.
You know, I like a nice tub.
Oh yeah, they're great. In all of the rooms, there is in-room dining service available from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's obviously like guest services and a concierge. They have different things in the hotel, such as restaurants, a barbershop, a hair salon, a wellness spa, a drugstore, soda fountains, a men's lounge, and a ladies' lounge. There's also a glorious ballroom. The ballroom actually once held a dinner for President William McKinley and his cabinet.
Oh my gosh. So it's so funny because when you started this and you're like, oh, I'm going to cover a haunted hotel, like I'm thinking of a dingy, scary, I'm thinking of
No.
like the clown motel, and obviously hotel, not a motel, but then you're describing this. I mean, this sounds like a really swanky place. I understand why all the sports teams stay there.
Yeah, like I was like, because I think I had heard of the Pfister, and I was like, why would sports teams stay in like a dingy haunted hotel? Like,
Yeah, this
but I
is
was like, I guess
clearly
it's
not that.
Milwaukee. Maybe it's, they don't have anything nice or something. I don't know. And then you hear about it and like look at pictures and you're like, this place is insane.
Yeah.
They also in the tower now have a blue bar and lounge, which features a jazz and blues club. And you can also just go there if you're not a guest. And it has great views of the city as well. So yeah, again, just very extravagant, very beautiful. I looked. Rooms start at $259 a night. So if anyone would like to stay there, please, enjoy.
Yeah.
But we're not here for the history. We're here for the ghosts. So, from what I could tell, there were not a lot of violent deaths. There were not like anything really in the history that showed why ghosts might exist.
Okay.
But apparently people do see Charles wandering around the halls. They see him, standing on the staircase, or people say that, you'll see him and he looks like he's just kind of watching people enjoy the hotel he built. Which I think makes sense. Like if you're like a residual haunting and it was your hotel, makes sense that you're here. But people also report hearing knocking and pounding. Electronics will not work or turn on and off, and people have seen objects move. Because of the haunted history of the hotel, a lot of people joke that the Brewers and the Bucks make other teams stay there to get them spooked before they play.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I
And
wonder if that's true, or I wonder how many of them actually believe that that is a thing that works, or.
well, let me get into that. So
Oh, okay.
many players say that they don't sleep well in the hotel, and many
Okay.
have even reported spooky experiences.
Really?
So I've decided I this story is a little different, and that I just compiled a lot of quotes from different sports guys who have
That's
stayed
awesome.
and talked about the Pfister. So some names you might know, most of them I will say are baseball players. But some were even as recent as like last year and earlier this year. So
Really? Okay.
I'm gonna get into. So I want to start with Adrian Beltre. So when he was with the Dodgers, he described eerie ha happenings. He said that he heard knocking in the hallway on his door, but would find no one there. Later, he said he witnessed the air conditioning and TV repeatedly switch itself off.
Okay.
And when he went to bed, he was startled awake by pounding noises from behind his headboard.
Huh.
He was so spooked that he resorted to taking a bat to bed with him for his protection. And he has said that he only slept 2 hours over the course of his 3-night stay in that
My
hotel.
gosh, okay.
So he was freaked
You
out.
think, I mean, I know they make teams stay together, but you think you would try to like get to stay somewhere else?
Oh, we're gonna touch on that as we go down.
Okay.
Oh. The next player is Bryce Harper of the Phillies. And this is actually a quote by him, but he said, "One time last summer, before I went to sleep, I laid a pair of jeans and a shirt on the table at the foot of the bed. You know, those things in hotels where you sit on to put on your shoes. I laid them out, simple as that. When I woke up in the morning, I swear on everything, the clothes were on the floor and the table was on the opposite side of the room against the wall." And he said he
Oh my
was so
gosh. So
flustered
not
that he
just
got.
knocked over, it was like leaning against the wall across the room.
Yeah.
Somebody had put it in its spot.
Right. Because at first you're like, okay, clothes on the ground. Maybe you like kicked it, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And so he said he had no idea what happened. He thought there was someone in his room. And he looked around to check and see if the door was latched. He thought maybe Jason Wirth, who was another player, came into the room during the night and moved everything around. And he says that he knew that Kyler Moore and Lombo, or Steve Lombardozzi, were both in staying near him as well. But they said they didn't do anything. And he said, "Now they could be lying to me. That's possible. But no one else seemed to have a weird experience, and it really creeped me out. I went downstairs and changed my room immediately. Different room, different floor." I said, "I just need to get out of that room. I don't want to talk about it. I just need to get out." So they moved
Yeah.
me to a higher floor. And that was only a couple years ago. So,
Wow. Okay.
next we have Giancarlo Stanton, who currently plays for the Yankees.
Okay.
He said, "Man, I hate it when we have four games there. Two, three, anything's better than four. It's freaky as shit. When the headshot paintings on the walls and the old curtains everywhere, it reminds me of the Disneyland haunted house. The less time I'm there, the better." So he's interesting because like he didn't really give examples, but he's creeped out, right?
Yeah.
Like then we
That's
have Mike Cameron, who played for the Marlins and the Sox. He says, "When somebody tells me they wake up in the middle of the night out of the blue and they feel like someone's in the room with them and the door's wide open, that's enough to start making different plans."
yeah. Yeah, I feel like
Yeah.
whoever the team manager, whoever's in charge of making these reservations, we need to like have a chat.
So Mike Young, who played for the Dodgers, Rangers, and Phillies, said, "Oh, fuck that place. Listen, I'm not someone who spreads ghost stories, so if I'm telling you this, it happened. A couple of years ago, I was lying in bed after a night game and I was out. My room was locked, but I heard these footsteps inside my room stomping around. I heard all these stories about the hotel, so I was wide awake at that point. And then I heard it again, these footsteps on the floor. So I yelled out, "Hey, make yourself at home, hang out, have a seat, but do not wake me up, okay?" After that, I didn't hear a thing for the rest of the night. I just let him know he was welcome, that we could be pals, that he could marinate in there for as long as he needed to, just as long as he didn't wake me up.
Well, that's a courteous ghost that was like, okay, yeah, I'll tiptoe for you.
So. Like, I wonder why it was stomping.
You know, some people just are not aware that they're heavy walkers, but yeah, and clearly he decided to tiptoe after he was asked to, so that's nice.
That is very nice,
Gotta
yeah.
love a courteous ghost.
Oh my goodness. So then we have Pablo Sandoval of the Giants. He said, "I don't like the ghost there. In 2009, I went to take a shower and I remember putting my iPod next to a speaker. When I came out, it was playing music and I have no idea why. I left the hotel after that. I didn't want to stay there. In 2019, me and Edgar Renteria stayed down the street and paid for it on our own. Last month, I decided to stay there again. I asked myself, why do I have to be afraid? The only thing I asked the ghosts was to let me sleep, and they did." So, yeah, kind of like he mentioned, like he literally, that one trip, he was so freaked out because his iPod like was playing without being plugged in or anything. And he ended up booking, like leaving the hotel and then booking a separate room the next time they came. And he stayed at the Intercontinental Hotel. Fun facts. So, yeah. Then we have Carlos Martinez of the St. Louis Cardinals. He said the most recent reported incident came, or wait, no, sorry. He said he basically posted a video on Instagram. So he said, "We are here in Milwaukee. I just saw a ghost. In Ozuna's room, he saw another one. We are all here. We are in Panita's room or Francisco Pena's room. We're all stuck here. We're going to sleep together. If the ghost shows up again, we're going to fight together." So this guy felt the need to post it on Instagram that he was freaked
Oh, okay.
out. And they all slept in the same room, which I think is very silly.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, that's very typical of like families, like siblings, or even like girlfriends. You know, we tend to be like, oh, like let's cuddle, like let's keep each other safe. But I feel like men don't do that as often. So I think that's cute that they all were like, let's cuddle together and like keep each
Right,
other
like
safe.
four baseball players, right? That's very silly.
Yeah.
Just last year, Brent Rooker of the Oakland A's said, "I'll have it." He was talking about like his TV acting weird, and he was like, "I'll have it on g the golf channel, and then I'll be on my laptop looking down. I look up, and it's on QVC or some other channel that's definitely not the golf channel." That's happened a few times. I fell asleep with it on one night and woke up at like 4 a.m. and it was off, which I figured was just like a sleep timer. But when I woke up again at 7:30 or 8, it was back on and on a different channel than I had fallen asleep with it on. It's just small stuff like that. And he
I
did
wonder if he
mention,
had the remote in his bed and he was just like rolling over on the remote and changing the
right, totally also a viable option. He did not say
channels.
if he did or not. But he did say that he has also seen lights flicker on and off, but always blamed it on faulty wiring since it was an old building. So, you know, he seems to be like, kind of like, yeah, the TV's weird, but you know,
Yeah.
then we have Carlos Gomez, who at the time was on the Minnesota Twins. The day before a game, he heard disembodied voices that caused him to peek out from his shower. He found no one in his room, but he did see his iPod, which he left on a table across the room, switch itself on. Loud static broke the quiet, and the iPod began vibrating wildly, shimmying towards the edge of the table. Gomez ran over to catch it before it fell on the floor. Once he grabbed it, he switched it to, or it switched by itself to music and then back to static again. He turned it off and placed it back on the table, only to see the iPod repeat the same behavior. So,
Well,
just weird.
that's interesting too, just because, like, you know, I own like the old school iPods. Obviously, now we have phones that have all of our music, but like my old school iPod, it, there was no static, you know, because it would only play what you've downloaded. So, like, you know, it wasn't like it had radio stations that would pick up static, you know.
Yeah, no, it was like definitely a weird time. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, and then you think too, because like iPods, unless it was like one of those like iPod touches or whatever, like they didn't play, like they didn't have speakers, they didn't play out loud. So the idea that the it was playing music and static and music again is kind of weird, right? Because it's like, how was it even making sound? Then apparently, we have Brendan Ryan of the St. Louis Cardinals. He reported seeing a strange apparition in his room. He said it was a moving light that passed through his room, followed by a temperature drop that chilled him to the bone. However, he has since retracted that statement. So I don't know why he retracted the statement, but he said he saw a thing and then he changed his mind. So.
Well, probably somebody in his life said, "You don't want to come across as a crazy person." And he was like, "You know what? You're right. I'm going to take that back." But
Back in 2009, the Palm Beach Post reported that whenever Florida Marlins players stayed at the Pfister, at least four players demanded to double up and share rooms for fear of the ghosts.
really?
Yeah, like
Like,
this is
that really surprises me.
it is a well-known thing. Then there's CJ Wilson of the Texas Rangers. He revealed like one of the more detailed accounts I think I saw. But he said he heard scratching on the walls of his room in the Pfister, which sounded like a key scraping down wallpaper. He also reported intermittent problems with his room lamp, which at one point began to flash wildly on and off in disco style. So I guess it just felt like it was trying to strobe or something.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like that disco style. I'm gonna explain things from now on, I think.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm gonna walk disco style.
Yes, ma'am. I love that.
Be like, I'm driving and I'm listening to like 80s and disco style.
Well, right now I'm rocking in my recliner, disco style.
Nice.
I'm such an old lady in my rocking chair.
Listen, girl, whatever's comfy at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently, other teammates of his experienced similar problems with lighting, and one was actually locked out of his bathroom. Colby Lewis woke up at 1:30 a.m. and saw a frightening skeletal apparition in his room, and he was so shaken that he spoke with the team chaplain about it the next day. Afterward, Colby Lewis asked CJ to fill in for him in his previously scheduled radio interview with ESPN and has not spoken about his experiences with the Pfister. But apparently when his team stayed there, four or five guys had odd experiences on different floors. So it's not like it's like one stretch of rooms or whatever. It is like kind of throughout the whole hotel, people have weird moments.
Okay.
So then continuing with the baseball players, in 2015, Shelby Miller apparently had an apparition, or he had an experience where I guess a former Brewers infielder, Jace Peterson, and his teammate, Johnny Gomes, wanted to frighten him by stealing his key and altering his room. So that was actually a prank. So the guy thought it was a ghost, but the guys came out later and were like, oh no, we pranked him. We stole his key. So
That's funny.
that's funny. But could
Yeah,
you
I can see
imagine
that
being
kind
like,
of stuff happening all the time. Like, if you had anybody on the team that was like worried about the ghost or whatever, I feel like that would be a normal thing to prank people.
totally. I mean, I think it absolutely would be, especially someone who's like super scared and is like, I don't want
Yeah.
to stay here.
Yeah, I could totally see that on a team of like anybody. Like, I don't care what the sport is or whatever. I could just see people being like, oh, he's so scared. Like, let's get him.
Yeah. Well, and then in 2016, there was G-Man Choi, who was an Angels first baseman at the time. He, I think, plays for the Brewers now or did after. But he reported feeling the presence of a spirit in his bed.
Oh.
And there was nothing further about that. So I don't know if he just felt like there was a body in the bed next to him. I don't know if there was like weird touching or anything, but he felt the spirit in his bed. Apparently, also that year, Pedro Alvarez experienced some weirdness at the hotel. But he said that one of his, or so it kind of like matches up with the story told by Clint Hurdle, who was the Pirates' manager. And at the time, Hurdle didn't name names, but we now know it's Alvarez. But he said that one of his players became spooked when a TV in his room turned on twice in one night. The funny thing is, Alvarez now works for the Brewers. So I don't know if like it's like we'll scare you and manipulate you to join, because there's been several that have gone on to play for or work with the Brewers at in some capacity. So I think that's funny.
Okay.
In 2016 as well, John Gray, who actually had a passion for ghost hunting, literally did. He like went and like he had a spirit box and like walked around. It didn't really say anything happened, but I'm glad that he got to ghost hunt. I think that's very, I mean, if I was on the road for most like half the year, I'd totally ghost hunt in some of the hotels. I think that'd be give you something to do, I guess. Let's see. Oh yeah, and then so we have Carlos Martinez and Marcell Ozuna in 2018, who Carlos said he had seen some sort of floating ghost in his room. And so him and Marcell Ozuna decided to room together, because apparently Ozuna also saw an apparition and was freaked out. So that's really silly. And then I guess the sound crew at Miller Park got in on the fun that during like a mound meeting in the mid game, they played the Ghostbusters theme song. So I think that's very funny. Like the, I'm telling you, Milwaukee's in on it, I swear. We're almost done. So in 2022, the Braves had the Atlanta Braves had a few different things to say. So they said that they can't technically blame the spectral plane for this, but they were left without power and in some cases running water.
Oh my gosh.
And their manager was quoted saying, "By mid-morning, I was thinking if I don't hurry up and get in the shower, all the hot water is going to be gone." And it was. I took a cold shower, but I had water. And other parts of the place, the water went out when the power did. So that's no fun.
Yeah.
And then.
But I could totally see the Milwaukee team being like, because even if it wasn't real, just like people believing it's real and freaking themselves out, if that means they're not sleeping well or, they're a little on edge or whatever, like that will help them win the game if the other team's not feeling great. So, yeah, if I was the Milwaukee team, I'd be very happy to have that a part of that.
Well, and then one of the brewers did say, well, a solution to that is a few blocks away from the hotel, there's a big lake there, referring to Lake Michigan. So, they were like, water's not working, go shower in the lake, which is silly. Then most recently, so in 2023, Mookie Betts, who plays for the Dodgers, he said he didn't believe in ghosts, but just in case, he elected to stay at an Airbnb in Milwaukee with friends while the rest of the team stayed at the Pfister. And he did that in 2024 as well. And then he told Bill Plunkett of the Orange County Register, that he has stayed at the Pfister before and the Vinoy in St. Pete, another allegedly haunted hotel. I've never heard of it, but and he has no stories to tell. But I couldn't sleep. Every noise I'd be like, is that something? Which I also think if like I knew a hotel was haunted, I might be a little bit more like if I heard something creak, I'd be like, what is that?
For sure.
Makes sense. The last one I have is from Vinny Pasquantino. There were really no specific sightings at that time, but apparently a fun anecdote was that he brought his mother on the trip because she loves all things spooky. And so they ghost hunted in the hotel together while she was away with him.
See, that'd be you. You'd be like, Mom, come with me to any city that we're staying in a haunted place and like, let's go explore.
But yeah, anyway, I wanted to kind of end just saying, so obviously the Pfister remains open. It is a very lovely hotel if you want to stay and dish out $260, please go ahead. And there are ghost tours on the site if you're feeling brave next time you're in Milwaukee and want to do a ghost tour.
I
But the
always love the ghost tours because, they're always like funny or they have like cool and interesting stories. So like even if you don't totally believe it, they're very entertaining.
I
I
feel
love
like you learn the
hipsters.
history of the area.
Yeah.
And I will say, obviously, Milwaukee does have a darker history with obviously Jeffrey Dahmer and other things. And so there are like ghost tours and things like that where you could walk around. I know some people are not fans of the Jeffrey Dahmer portions of things, but outside of that, apparently there are lots of haunted things in Milwaukee, and you could do a haunted walking tour as well. So,
Very cool.
oh, and the last thing I wanted to say about the Pfister, because I forgot to say it earlier, was that apparently a lot of the people who were at the Republican National Convention stayed there this time, including President Trump, and I hope he got haunted.
But see, he's too arrogant. Like he would, if something happened, he would see that as like a gift or like, that was done for him or like.
Yeah, he totally wouldn't think it was, it would be a sign that he's meant to win, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway, that is the Pfister.
That's very cool. That's funny. So yeah, I don't think I've heard of that before because I don't remember any of that.
Yeah,
So maybe
so
I know something else.
yeah, so I guess if you play for any other team outside of the Milwaukee teams, you might want to pay attention when you're staying there. It seems like a lot of people, even if they don't experience things, they say they have trouble sleeping. But is that, other things that aren't related to the hotel? We don't know. But I do
Yeah.
think it's interesting too. So
Yeah. Well, shoot, that might just be the air clicking off because I know if it gets too hot, I can't sleep. So whether that's a ghost or like they need to redo their air conditioning, that could be a reason why people don't sleep well, though.
that's true. I mean, it could totally be air. I mean, also just like if you think a place, like even if you don't actually think a place is haunted, but then like it's in your head, you could like just hear something and be like, oh my gosh, what was that? And then be like jostled awake. Or I even think about like nerves about the game, especially if it's a big game. Like
Yeah.
it makes sense that you might not, sleep. So.
Yeah, or if you're jet lagged or whatever. So yeah, there could be lots of reasons, but yeah, definitely if you're worried about the ghosts, I can understand hearing every noise and jumping up and what was that? So
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I kind of thought that was a fun one.
that's fun.
Well, anyway, friends, thanks so much for listening. If you like this episode, feel free to like it and rate it 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. We have an Instagram, which is What the Ale Pod. We also have a Gmail account where you can, send us story ideas or your own personal stories or just connecting with us, which is whattheelpod@gmail.com. We have a Patreon you could subscribe to, and we do bonus content there. And outside of that, I just want to say I appreciate you, Mama.
I appreciate you too.
And we appreciate you, friends. Bye.
Bye.